It's been 7 months now since Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico. Blackouts there continue. Utility crews on the island are still in emergency restoration mode. To help out in their own way, Georgia Tech's Economic Development Lab has opened up free office space in Atlanta's Tech Square to entrepreneurs and researchers from Puerto Rico. It's an expansion of a program that began all the way back in 2012. Jamili Ali Pons is making use of that space. She's a biomedical student from Puerto Rico's Inter-American University. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Also with us is Monica Novoa. She's a program manager for the Economic Development Lab at Georgia Tech. Good morning to you.
Hi. Good morning.
Jamili, just start off, explain how the hurricane has affected your life and your work.
Well, after Hurricane Maria, a lot of experiment laboratories in my university were damaged after the a lot quantity of water there. So the chemicals and the other, you know, materials were damaged. So that in that case, were research and investigations get in pause stage, and you know, we don't continue to the next level in the research.
Sure, sure. So now you've been able to continue your research in this lab in Atlanta thanks to Georgia Tech?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to meet some people that can help me to get my research to the next level, to get some new methods and, you know, a space for me.
Without getting too esoteric, what are you researching?
It's a microbiologist research. I search a parasite that affects the life cycle of the monarch butterflies. And, you know, it's a problem that affects all the pollinators in the world.
Great. Monica at Georgia Tech, we mentioned that this program from Tech's Economic Development Lab is not new. It was not formed in response to Hurricane Maria. It started all the way back in 2012. You've just been able to ramp it up in part in response to Maria to help out scholars like Jamili, who have been displaced, who can't continue to do their research in Puerto Rico because of the continuing awful situation there. What was the intent behind the formation of the program in the first place back in 2012 when there was no such emergency to prompt it?
Yes. So back in 2012, the Puerto Rico Science and Research and Technology Trust, El Fideicomiso in Puerto Rico, asked Georgia Tech to perform an assessment of the current innovation, research and development ecosystem in the island, especially centered around the role of the universities. At that time, we started collaborating with several universities, nonprofit organizations, private corporations to develop entrepreneurial programs and to teach the entrepreneurial ecosystem organizations how to be more innovative and creative. So we have been working in Puerto Rico since then, and significant momentum has been built before the hurricanes. After the hurricanes, as Jamili mentioned, several universities had to stop their research, their investigations. Several entrepreneurial support organizations had to stop programs, like, for example, Parallel 18 had to stop one of their calls for applications. And one of our partners, Grupo Guayacan, had to stop two programs, two competitions that they were running until this year. Yeah. So we thought, okay, what can we do? We have so many relationships and we felt that we need to do something. So we put together this program to give an opportunity to innovators and researchers like Jamili to come here to Atlanta to get inspiration, to leave the innovation ecosystem that we had built here, to meet faculty, students, entrepreneurs, and to learn from them so that she can go back now to Puerto Rico and serve as an inspiration to other students that may have an inclination to pursue entrepreneurial activities or to take their research to the next level. So now she can go back and inspire and motivate them.
Jamili, are you sure that you are going to go back after you're done doing your research at Georgia Tech? I mean, this is a thing that happens with disasters from a lot of countries. A lot of people never go back.
Well, in my case, I want to go back to, you know, be an opportunity to other students that may don't have these opportunities to came here to see, to expand his visions to the research area, to the entrepreneurs programs, and, you know, to expand their life, students' life, because it's not just to go to class and take a few classes for your program. It's just to go out the bridge and, you know, expand.
Sure.
Try to new fields to expand and, you know the world and the
Absolutely.
Older people. Yeah.
Sure. That's Jamili Ali-Pons, a research student from Puerto Rico visiting in Atlanta. Also with us was Monica Novoa, a program manager for Georgia Tech's Economic Development Lab, which is hosting researchers like Jamili who have been displaced from Puerto Rico due to the ongoing effects of Hurricane Maria. Thanks to you both and good luck.
Thank you.